This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. World Bank President James Wolfensohn will retire in May, and there are some really glamorous replacement possibilities for him. The ousted head of Hewlett-Packard, Carly Fiorina, and U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow suggests U2 lead singer Bono, a rock star of the development world, according to the Treasury Secretary. With such a range of candidates, we wondered, how is the World Bank president chosen, and what does he or she actually do? Here's an explainer from Slate's Daniel Engber.
The World Bank, founded in 1944, lends money and makes grants to developing countries around the world. On trips to both member nations and developing nations, the president meets with government officials and non-governmental groups, holds press conferences, and surveys the impact of the bank's aid projects. When not on the road, the president works from Washington, D.C., and presides over semi-weekly meetings of the bank's board of executive directors. Although the president reports to the board, in practice he has some autonomy. He reviews grant and loan decisions, sets priorities for the bank, and manages its international staff. He works 7 days a week for most of the year, with 5 weeks of vacation. For his efforts, the president gets paid about $300,000 per year plus travel, and his income is not taxed. How does the World Bank president get selected? There are no formal rules, but by tradition, the president of the United States makes the choice. He selects an American citizen and submits the name to the executive board for its rubber stamp approval. The same tradition allows Europeans to choose the managing director of the International Monetary Fund. In theory, President Bush could nominate a non-American like Bono for the job, but in the 90s, when the Australian-born Wolfensohn was in the running, he decided to obtain American citizenship in order to compete.
That explainer from Slate's Daniel Engber.